Well, our readings today are all about one theme, and that is, the Lord is my shepherd. We see that in that Psalm 23, the most beautiful of all the 150 Psalms, I believe is Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. I'd like to walk you through that in just a moment, but also notice that today's Gospel from Mark chapter 6 is all about Jesus being the shepherd, the good shepherd. The Lord was with the apostles, and he said, let's go by ourselves to a deserted place and rest a while, have a chance for prayer, rejuvenation, a chance to be alone, to pray and be renewed. And so they all get into the boat. They go all the way across the Sea of Galilee. It's not a very large lake, so people could see the boat going across. So the huge crowd of thousands of people decided they're going to head in that direction as well. So they all go along the shore. And so when the Lord gets there, this huge crowd that he had just left at the other place is there already. Thousands, maybe tens of thousands of people. It says, so Jesus got out of the boat. He had just left his crowd, and there was, again, the vast crowd. And the Lord was not irritated. He did not say, I've come here to be on retreat or to be away from the crowd and prayer and silence. It says when he saw this vast crowd that was so hungry, these sheep without a shepherd, it says his heart, his sacred heart, was moved with pity. He's filled with pity, mercy, and compassion upon the vast crowd. Scripture says, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And it says he began to teach them at great length. He began to teach them many things. Here he is, the good shepherd, feeding the word of God to his flock, feeding the word of God to his lambs, to his sheep. So we see then, when we look at Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, we see how God is David's shepherd. If you want to read a neat book, I'd recommend reading a book came out about maybe 20 years ago, A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23. You can probably get it at any Christian bookstore, A Shepherd Looks at Psalm 23. David grew up as a shepherd. And he's, in writing this psalm, we see the images that a shepherd would know. And let me walk you through this most beautiful of all the psalms. David says that the Lord is my shepherd. It's very personal. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is your shepherd. So it's a personal thing. God is not just a God that loves all of us as a group. He loves us individually by name. The shepherd knows his sheep by name. He knows their characteristics and their qualities and which ones tend to stray and which ones need the extra loving care. So the Lord is my shepherd. It's personal. And he says, I shall not want, that he will take care of all of our needs if we trust him. He leads us to verdant pastures. That's what the sheep want. They want the good, rich grass to eat during the springtime. The verdant pastures, not to a wasteland. He takes us to verdant pastures where he gives us repose. He gives us renewal and refreshment through prayer and going on retreat and days of recollection. He gives us repose, time before the Blessed Sacrament. Besides restful waters, he leads me. He refreshes my soul. So he takes care of their food in the verdant pastures. He takes care of their drink besides the restful waters where the sheep can drink from the waters of a pure, clear stream to have the soul refreshed. What's interesting in meditating upon Psalm 23, you can sort of see the hint of the seven sacraments in this psalm. That I believe all seven sacraments are sort of contained within the psalm in sort of a prefigurement or in a hint. For example, besides the restful waters, what does that remind us of? It reminds us of baptism, where we get baptized and our souls are renewed. Original sin is washed away. If we're adults when we're baptized, then all of our sins are washed away. So we have an allusion here to the waters that renew our souls, that refresh our soul. That is baptism. Then it says, he guides me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side with your rod and your staff that give me courage. So a good shepherd will guide his sheep along the right paths, not leading them to a dead end, but along the right paths. And they sometimes have to pass through the dark valley. But when you're following the good shepherd, the Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ, we fear no evil. Because it says he is at our side. Our good shepherd is at our side as we, the sheep, are walking through this valley of darkness. As the Hail Holy Queen says, this valley of tears. We walk through the valley of tears on our way to heaven. The Lord is at our side as our true shepherd. And it says, with his rod and his staff. Those were the two instruments of the shepherd. You know, the rod, of course, was to beat off the wolves. The staff, which was shaped with the little hook at the end, was to pull the sheep out of the muck if it got stuck in a swamp or in some quicksand. It could pull out the sheep. So even today, the Pope, a bishop, they carry a shepherd's staff, which symbolizes this idea of protecting and as well as of saving the sheep that are in need. That's what that end of the staff is for, is to be able to get itself around the belly of the sheep or around the neck of the sheep to pull it out of difficulty. So we have the rod and the staff. And the rod to beat off the wolves, the staff to help the sheep. That give me courage. I think that this part of Psalm 23 sort of reminds us of the sacrament of confession, right? When we go to confession, we get back on the right path. Sometimes people stray. And through confession, that's the staff that pulls people back. The rod that beats off the evil from their life and brings them back on the right track as we walk through this valley of tears. But it says, you spread the table before me in the sight of my foes. What does that remind you of? The Holy Eucharist, the table of the Lord, the altar. He spreads the table before us, this banquet of the body and blood of Christ that he places before us. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. What does that remind you of? How many sacraments do we use oil in? Three of them, actually four if you include baptism, where the baby is blessed with the oil of catechumen and then the oil of chrism. The crown of the head is anointed with oil in baptism. So the psalm says, you anoint my cup with oil, you anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Then we also have confirmation. That's when the bishop anoints our forehead with the chrism oil and says, be sealed with the gift of the Holy Spirit. And then in holy orders, the priest's hands are consecrated and blessed with the sacred oil of chrism. Again, at holy orders. And then the anointing of the sick. The priest anoints our forehead, again, with his holy oil. You anoint my head with oil, as Scripture says. And then also the palms of the person's hand are anointed as well, if they are sick. So those going last rites, those going into serious surgery, those with a serious illness, are anointed. And that is a beautiful sacrament. And then it says, only goodness and kindness follow me all the days of my life. I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come. The house of the Lord refers to really three things. The temple of Jerusalem, the house of the Lord on earth is, of course, the church, which we dwell in, where we receive the sacraments. And it always refers to heaven, to be in God's house, to be with the Lord in heaven. So you see that sort of little glimpses of the sacraments are present within this beautiful Psalm 23. So again, it's a great book. A shepherd looks at Psalm 23 if you want to see the historical background of this psalm. But then meditate upon it. Whenever you, let's say, go to a funeral, this is usually read at funerals because it is such a powerful psalm. And that is certainly the theme of today's reading, that the Lord is our shepherd and there is nothing we shall want.